There is a lot of building going on all around the city and county. Advice from the government body, Natural England, is now adding another dimension to the planning arguments. The website Google Earth shows the extent of development in the area, whilst we hear that residents are worried about the possible future of the old deer park at Old Catton. In Tombland, phone boxes are set to be put to a novel use, whilst the future of the old Oasis sports building in Thorpe is in question following a fire.
Householders could be forced to go on a hiatus after a new law to protect the Broads and the River Wensum has come into force. Planning experts believe the move means local authorities will have to come up with bespoke measures to make sure developments are in line with new guidance from government advisor Natural England. Natural England has told Norfolk councils that they must not grant permission for any projects until developers can prove the plans would not lead to more nutrients flowing into the waterways. Phil Courtier, Director of Place at South Norfolk Council and Broadlands District Council, said, "We need to look at short-term bespoke solutions to stop a hiatus as quickly as possible. We have to protect water, but my concern is the planning system and developers are being used as a solution." He said the problem was much broader, adding the best way to fix the issue was local authorities working with Anglian Water and landowners to reduce pollutants entering the region's waterways. The council expert said it could take up to 9 months to create a wider solution for affected outline and reserved matters plans in the catchment area of the Wensum and the Broads.
Satellite imagery has revealed the dramatic growth of homes in key suburbs and villages around Norwich in the last few years. Google Earth images taken in both 2016-19 and 2021 show how green spaces have been built on to allow the construction of hundreds of homes in Cringleford, Helsdon, Poswick and Sprowston. The new developments are especially clear to see in Sprowston, where more than 1,000 houses have gone up on land off Blue Boar Lane since 2016. At Cringleford, the village can be seen significantly expanding to the west and north as a result of two sets of plans, each for 650 homes. Those 1,300 new homes have permission in principle to be built, with some of them still in the process of receiving final sign-off for their layout, appearance, scale and landscaping. In Helsdon, part of a phased 1,000-home development on the Royal Norwich Golf Club can be seen going up in 2021. In Poswick, a little supermarket, along with the clearing of land for a 66-bed care home, and hundreds of new homes have gone up.
Homeowners concerned about the future of a popular park turned up in their droves to express their fears at a community event. Old Catton Parish Council held its monthly meeting in which the future of the deer park in Old Catton Spixworth Road was discussed. The park has been sold by the Buxton family to a company which has not been identified at this stage, and many people fear the land may be used for housing in the future. Parish Clerk Sarah Vincent said, "All the council knows is that the land has been sold to a developer, and we are looking to have a meeting with them to find out what the plans are for the park. The deer park is key to the history of Old Catton, and many people use the footpath to the side of it during lockdown. It is a regularly used route because the views are so beautiful from the top, looking down to Church Street." The parish council has promised to update villagers over the future of the park as soon as it is known.
Disused phone boxes could soon be transformed into mini coffee shops in the city centre. Two BT kiosks in Tombland could be converted into small outlets selling ice cream, coffee, repair services or other products suited to street sale. They would be predominantly selling hot drinks. The phone boxes would remain painted in BT phone box red and a rolling maintenance programme will see the kiosks refurbished every 2 years. They would be staffed at all times on a shift basis to allow for comfort breaks if the City Council approves the application. Planning papers prepared state the concept of a public telephone box is now outdated as the majority of people own a mobile phone. The proposed new use maintains their appearance but reinvents their use to suit the 21st century. The kiosk will be used primarily for the sale of hot drinks.
A massive fire at a former leisure centre could have been started deliberately. Fire chiefs are investigating what sparked a huge blaze which saw smoke pouring from the roof of the former Oasis Sports and Leisure Club in Thorpe St Andrews. And they say arsonists could be to blame, with neighbours also suspecting foul play. Simon Mason, group manager with Norfolk Fire and Rescue Services, said, "There's no gas and electric, so at this moment in time we're treating it as a deliberate fire." Onlooker Melanie Hambridge from Dussendale said, "I'm worried about those who live nearby. It needs to be kept secure. It's a real shame."
It's time for our second feature. Mayor Derek of the Evening News tells us how 40 years on, race veteran Trevor Middleton recalls the first Norfolk Marathon. Her article is read by Ian Robertson.